This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome in here into the Wednesday, February 12th edition. February 12th. That's a special day today.
It is. Air horns. Happy birthday to the Queen Bee. At Jazzy510, happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday.
I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Slums of Sacramento.
The absolute worst. I can't imagine how much Ricky Starks hates Sacramento. I get home, Jesse sends a text, and there's Ricky Starks in NXT. And I'm like, oh no. Open Twitter, 19 mentions. Every single one of them. Some quote tweet with the video. All right.
Hey, man. Hey, Ricky Starks, he's where the big boys play now.
We'll send that boy.
And he's
NXT.
Right here on D'Lo and KC.
Okay.
NXT's not bad. They made a good point. Like everyone's getting ready for WrestleMania. There's nothing really for you to do with him in SmackDown or Raw right now. So throw him in NXT, kind of let him work.
Now,
are you ready for, is that Ricky Starks? Or is that Ricky Starks? Like, we could do that storyline.
Now, what they should have done is they should have had him come out on WrestleMania. That's the move. This was a little wasted.
Yeah, I feel
was it.
I mean, it's.
I know we like Ricky, but like, you know what I'm saying?
No, Ricky. Didn't they? I mean, it's different. It is the Royal Rumble. But didn't they, like, kind of – they put old boy in the Royal Rumble, TNA guy.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, okay.
And they were like, oh, look who's here. Oh, at the Rumble. It's
Joe Hendry, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He gets a pop.
Ricky gets a pop.
Yeah.
So I would have either had him in the Rumble, and I don't think contractually that could have happened.
It might not have been able.
Or I would have waited till a pay-per-view. I wouldn't have put him on NXT. I wouldn't have done that. He's bigger than that.
You could have put him right next to Cody today.
Yeah.
That's his guy. Everybody knows that's his guy.
Yeah. Elimination Chamber. Is Cody Is he?
Bro, I have no idea. I swear to God, I have no clue what's going on.
What's going on with
just
the...
wake me up when Cody turns.
I think I lost. Last I saw a highlight was that Solo attacks Cody.
I did see that. That was on Friday, wasn't it?
I'm not sure if it was Monday or Friday.
You're giving me Solo versus Cody at WrestleMania.
I think it's probably Elimination Chamber.
But okay. So Elimination Chamber, I always forget. The champ is involved.
No, it's for the number one contender. It's normally for the number one contender spot.
So now they've gone back on the winner of the Rumble having a title shot.
There's another title.
True.
So if Jay goes with Gunther, you still got an open title. Mm-hmm. And Jay and Gunther is night one, and that's a stretch. Well, it's not a stretch because Jay's crazy over.
I know. Yeah,
Jay's crazy over. Like Jay can have a Daniel Bryan yes moment type.
Yeah, the Yeet goes crazy.
At the end of WrestleMania night one.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's your boy.
Who?
I know you like him too, Gunther.
Oh, I like Gunther.
Gunther's good, yeah, I like Gunther.
Gunther's,
like you said, that's a night one.
He's not box office.
Yeah.
But I like him a lot. He's a solid. That championship's always going to be the second championship. He's a solid second championship.
Is he born in the wrong time?
Oh, yeah.
Like if he was born.
Gunther versus Hogan would. Yeah, that'd be a main event.
Probably would have started
a
Third World War or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. For sure.
Should have Jay and Gunther open up Saturday.
Well, I mean, that's possible. Yeah. Opening up with a title match is possible.
Well, because, he won the Rumble. They call it, you get the main event. Does that really matter?
Well, I mean, we just throw the term main event around.
It's wrestling it up. We'll make the main event first. How about that?
Yeah, we throw the term main event around like it's nothing. Because part of me, Punk ain't going to be in a main event?
Mm.
The whole story was Punk headlining a WrestleMania. Yeah.
Punk does a triple threat on Sunday.
Yeah, you got to go.
He's not even an opener. He deserves a main event.
Cody Punk could headline a WrestleMania.
Yeah, he could.
That could absolutely. Sure. My opinion ain't changed.
For sure, for sure.
Go to Trilogy. Go three in a row. Go Roman. Go Cody. But for the love of God, switch roles. Don't do babyface versus babyface. Yeah. Turn Cody. Do it again. You have a whole new match if you turn. You have a brand new match if you turn Cody.
Just keep Dwayne Johnson out,
please.
Yeah, he can't beat her
for all that matters.
Calling him by his wrestling name anymore. It's Dwayne Johnson.
Keep Dwayne out.
The moral of the story though is they should have kept Ricky for WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that would have been a moment. I don't know what feud you put him into or whatever or what match you interject him into, but a run out.
You know why they might not have? I hate to say this.
You're already gonna be there. Okay. Is that why they couldn't have both of you guys in the same place?
So stupid. So stupid. And the amount of people that tag him, actually tag him, he's gotta be like, come on, man. I thought we deaded all of this when I showed up on the show. By the way, if he even rolls anywhere near Sacramento come April,
what? Bro, he got to be in the studio.
Stop by and see old D'Lo and KC.
Yeah, yeah.
They might have not want to put these all elite guys in anymore after Jade. I think they got Jade and were like, okay, she's not ready. We won't get her ready. And then they thought they got her ready and they realized she's still not ready. And they may have thought, well, let's get Ricky in here.
Yeah.
Let's make sure Ricky can cook, and then we'll move him up. And I know NXT is a big brand. It's a real thing. It's not really the minor leagues. It's the NXT we have now isn't necessarily the NXT it was when it was started.
It competes with AEW, no?
Yeah,
they got their own. They got their own.
Yeah, it's their own. It's their own thing. But still, the goal is to be on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
They might have let's get him in here, let him work in the WWE ring for a little bit, and then
that's a great point. But they could have done that at the NXT WrestleMania weekend joint,
sure, which is a huge event every year.
And all he's doing is running in. He ain't having a match.
Mm-hmm.
He's just I'm here. Let me.
I don't feel like they said his name last night.
They didn't. People were kind of freaking out about it. People were kind of worried about it.
He hit him. He hit him with a, you know who I am. And you know, from the announcers, you got a whoa.
Yeah.
But you didn't get a that's Ricky Starks. He hit the pose at the end.
Yeah.
But you didn't get a that's Ricky.
No,
Starks.
It was hilarious under the WWE tweets. So why won't you say his name? Say his name.
Oh, that was terrible. When I saw the tweets, it was like, oh, okay. And then I watched it. It was like, uh-oh. Oh, that's not good. That's never good.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine. Like, I don't know. Is Ricky Starks his name?
It's Richard Starks, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is a new era.
What's
like,
his name going to be? Starkey, baby?
Like Vince was always, you know, I got to own the intellectual property. Like, it's got to be mine. Maybe, you know, this is a new management. This is a new ownership company. Maybe they'll approach this a little bit differently.
True. And then, you know, maybe there's a price that, you know, you can buy the name Ricky Starks for. Like, what like you said, it's a different time. What's Shad Khan going to do with Ricky Starks, the name?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. They're not going to do anything with it.
But this is a lot better than talking about Instagram.
Is it? Yeah, what is going on?
Nothing. Nothing is going on.
It's not, well, it's,
I just
it's
looked
nothing,
at the notifications. What the hell is
it's
happening?
It's nothing, but it is a little something.
Is it?
It is, though. You know why it is? And I was telling the insiders this. Like, that takes effort to do that.
So okay.
I unfollowed someone yesterday. It's not that big of a deal.
But it took effort. It took brain power. It took I'm gonna unfollow this person for a reason.
Admit it. So this is my breakfast day. So I've been checked out for the last couple hours.
Mm.
What am I looking at?
I don't even know everything. I just know De'Aaron Fox unfollowed Domantas Sabonis on Instagram. We don't know when he did it or whatever, but somebody found it and unfollowed him.
Okay, so that's what the exchange is. Okay, someone said, "Why you unfollow Sabonis?" Okay, I see it now. I'm following the comments. All right, De'Aaron.
Okay. That's in 2025. That I don't know what it means. That doesn't mean he hates the guy or whatever. But like that, am I wrong to say that takes some type of effort to do that? Like
takes effort, I guess, but don't mean anything. Like.
Well, why are you
much...
unfollowing him?
Well, he said
because,
he like, see
yeah,
it.
That's
he
not might, his. Yeah, they're not
I am,
close.
I unfollowed De'Aaron. I don't care what De'Aaron's doing when he's not a Sacramento Kings.
That's fine. That's a reason, though. Yeah. Right? That doesn't mean you hate somebody. But
no.
you either don't want to see the Kings or you don't want to see Sabonis specifically or whatever. Like that, there is a reason to doing it.
That's fine. But like are our feelings hurt? Like, what does it matter?
My feelings ain't hurt.
Well, like the people who are mad about it. Like, who cares?
Yeah, no, I don't. It's nothing to be upset about, in my opinion. It's nothing to. Look at Fox any type of way about my opinion.
He said we were teammates. It's okay not to be close to everybody. You know what's crazier to me than the unfollow thing is he is in a lengthy discussion with another Instagram user.
So nice little back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, all right.
I also don't subscribe. And if I'm De'Aaron Fox, I don't need to explain myself. It's whatever. I don't need to explain myself.
I'm going to unfollow Kenny on Twitter right now.
Bro, chill.
Oh, I did that. It's liberating.
Chill,
I did that so long
no,
ago.
No, I'm sick of it.
Doing
no,
this.
It's liberating.
Yeah. I worked with the guy for 4 hours, okay? I don't need to talk to him after the show.
I'll work with him for 8. Yeah.
Wait, what's the day? Is it Floyd Canelo Day? Is it,
maybe I did unfollow you on already. Every time you retweet that, I take that as a direct diss, by the way. I do.
Oh man, that was in September. That wasn't in May. You got time.
I remember watching that fight. Why can't he hit him?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
There's no less than 40... different tweets with that Ricky Starks video attached to it.
And every time he shows up, it's on and popping.
Every time. I mean, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
It's on and popping.
I'm in on it.
Well, he paid money, so I got to say it. Shout out to Michigan Wolverines. He said he unfollowed Manny. That's fine, but Michigan with the big win last night against Purdue. Go Blue. Let's go, boy. Let's go. Let's go.
I have an idea for that, by the way.
Okay. An idea for what? The money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because now it's becoming
not egregious. Not for air.
Oh, not for air.
Not for air.
Okay. Okay. Now it's what?
It's becoming egregious.
No, it is a little
frustrating.
Money is
being put in there like every day.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. We'll come back. I don't know what we're doing, man. Just hang out.
Kids fly tonight.
They do. Also, I'll give you a Trista Crick update.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll give you a Trista Crick update. We'll do the one KC return here. Oh, and I want to talk about Kevin Durant, too. We do have a show planned. I don't know whether we're going to do it or not, but we do have a show planned. It's D-Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Boy, TC, ready to get in here
early. Yeah, it was on TC mine.
916-909.
Must have been stewing on something.
1320. TC, what's got you fired up?
Hey, man, listen. So what got me fired up? Hold on, let me back up, bro. What's up with my two brothers?
We good.
What's good, fam?
Nah, so look. So what I got going on with this whole little Domas and Fox situation, it could be a fallout, bro, about the whole with Fox about leaving, right? And Domas wasn't really feeling that, or it could be Domas wasn't really feeling Mike Brown, and Fox was feeling Mike Brown, right? So there could be a feud that kind of been going on with that. I know they have the bro hug when he first came and all that, bro, but this whole scenario with Fox showing Lee, bro, that rubbed a lot of the team the wrong way, bro. I'm telling you. The team wasn't really feeling that. I don't care if he was my brother. He was cool. We went to college together. Bro, we were supposed to be in this all together. And then you got happy feet and wanted to get up out of here on this. And we wasn't really feeling that. So I'm going to leave it alone, bro. But that's my thoughts on that situation, dog. The team, Doma, like, they wasn't really feeling Fox when he was ready to get up out of there because they thought we was all a family.
Appreciate you, TC. I do think, how do I put this? Because I don't think if I follow somebody, I don't necessarily think it has to be beef. Like, I think De'Aaron said it, or you mentioned it. Maybe I just don't want to see, like, King stuff on my timeline. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they win a game, and I don't need that on my timeline. It doesn't mean I wish them well or, you know, wish them any negative results or anything like that, or I wish Domas any negative results or anything. But, you know, I don't need to see that on my timeline from time to time. It could be as simple as that. It doesn't have to be, like, this, oh, we got beef situation. You know what I mean? But I do think there's a reason. Like, it's not just, it's just nothing. There's a reason. And if, like, I don't know if you read that or you said that, but he gave his reason, apparently. Like, I don't want to see it on my timeline.
Yeah, no, I read that. That was De'Aaron. Okay. That wasn't me. That was De'Aaron.
That's his reason. He don't want to see it on his timeline. I take it as just that. It doesn't mean, like, he hate anybody or anything like that, but especially from somebody where we were cool. But that's not like my brother. He's not in my wedding like Malik was. So, yeah, I don't want to see that aspect of my old team. All right, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's not at Sacramento Kings. Really, it isn't, ideally.
I mean, I think we're trying to dissect relationships and trying to figure out, hey, maybe there's more to this than meets the eye. You know, what really went on? You know, we want the backstory as to why De'Aaron's not here anymore. And it's, you know, maybe fiction is, you know, maybe a story is better than the actual truth. I don't know. I genuinely don't care, though. Like, I don't care. Yes,
personally,
I really don't care what De'Aaron Fox is doing as long as the Spurs are losing. That's all. And I only care if the Spurs are losing, not because I'm a hater, it's because they're in a playoff. Playing whatever race with Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
I need
Sacramento
Kings
to win
hot,
games.
Then sure, the Spurs can get hot.
Yeah,
too,
I don't care what they do.
I don't care who the Spurs, the Warriors, the Suns. Like, I hope they all lose because I need the Kings to get where they trying to get.
That's it.
That's all it is.
That's it.
Yeah, Fox on
Fox. Hey, the Warriors, I want to lose no matter what. Spurs, I don't really care. Sorry,
Fox
Jesse.
On following who or whatever doesn't really do anything for us here.
Yeah,
like, it don't matter.
We wrapped up our De'Aaron Fox business when I hung up the phone, and we talked about it. I don't have nothing left for De'Aaron, man. I unfollow whoever you want to unfollow, my man. I don't care whether he and Sabonis hated each other, loved each other, text each other, talked to each other. What's that got to do with the Kings winning basketball games?
It's simple as that. And more importantly, what that got to do with me? Even if there is something to it, like he don't like Sabonis, like that ain't my business. That's something they got to deal with. That ain't my business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care. I don't really care. Yeah. But I do see people talking about it. That's the only reason why I brought it.
Yeah, no, I got you. No, that's fair.
Some people do feel some type of way about it for whatever reason. But
man, and they stay, man, they all over it in this chat conversation.
Sources say I just unfollowed Kenny.
Bro, all right. Bro.
And how do you all feel? Right, like, seriously, how do you feel?
Not gonna lie, kind of get it. I kind of hate the guy now.
See,
maybe there is beef.
See. It's freeing.
I'm just a one-man wolf pack out here, man. I'm just a one-man wolf pack, man. I'm on my own out here. Nobody following your boy. It's all right, though. It's okay.
How are people following you?
I mean, I don't have 125K.
No, you're missing the point. There is no 125.
Oh, no, I'm at the reach.
It's 12.7.
It was booming.
You got like 15,000 followers.
You're eliminating an entire.
That 2 weeks, it was booming.
No,
it was booming.
What was it called? Engagement farming?
Oh, yeah, you were an engagement farmer.
Yeah, we was engagement farming.
D'Lo had his crops
man,
and all, man.
Boy. Boy.
D'Lo ain't good that week.
Yeah, man. Fat and happy, ho. Talk to me.
Jesse really did unfollow me.
And how do you see? Look, everybody try it. Go to King. Everybody unfollow Kenny.
Oh, man.
Everybody unfollow Kenny until he changes his handle to something easier said on the radio.
I'm like, I'm never going to change it. The more people try to get me to change it, it's going to make it stay even longer.
Wow, you sure gave up on I am K Diddy quick, but now you're getting defiant. Oh, they're unfollowing by the bunches. Oh, this is what is going on here? Oh, Benzito's Tacos just unfollowed.
No.
No, that's not true.
Oh, no.
That's not true. Oh man, that's terrific,
Roddy. Kenny, they're all Roddy. Please that follow me.
When Jesse puts up the show tweets, it's just gonna be at Damian Barling and Kenny. Ain't gonna be the handle no more. Kenny gonna look like the guy who doesn't have Twitter.
Cousin Pete brings up a good point though. He brings up a good point. He said, "I just unfollowed my girl. She called me immediately." Try that with somebody you got a relationship with. Try that. Try to unfollow them and see how that works.
Yep. Yeah, when you're in a relationship.
When we say it don't matter, all right, try that with somebody you care about.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
You better be the first one to comment. You better send an emoji on the story.
You imagine Banzito unfollowing Kenny, and Kenny goes for a talk. Sorry, Kenny, don't follow you anymore. I can't serve you.
Look, I'm losing them by
you are.
Look, let me see where we're at now. I think we're...
De'Aaron Carraway.
Bro, we're at like 2,000 followers.
Man, wow.
I was just at
you were at 7,800. So De'Aaron Carraway over here, they're just unfollowing him like crazy.
Doesn't mean anything. They just don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah.
Not close with the guy.
I do appreciate everybody who went along with the gimmick and just immediately followed him right back. That's well done.
Oh, there's only one person who immediately followed me back.
Okay, Jesse didn't.
No, I did too.
Oh, did you? Oh, I thought Jesse didn't.
That's it. Now I'm at 2,700.
Well,
poor Casey's down 1,000 followers now.
Man.
It's a mistake.
Have to buy him. That's what we do, right?
That's what they do.
That's not what we do.
It's what they do. Whoever they may be.
He's giving that little dig when it's there.
That's what others have been known to do. We are at 8,196 real YouTube subscribers.
Hey, man, we're just here.
Shout out to y'all.
You know what I mean? Everybody except for... What's the ones that I always try to comment? Because remember, they had to be a follower, and they snuck in there. What was it?
Buyfollowers.com?
What was that one? And wasn't it like NFL Streams?
Oh, NFL Streams, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The only ones we really weeded out were the sex videos. Those were the...
I think that's today's show title, by the way.
We got rid of the sex videos.
Oh, man.
Let's take a peek. Let's just do a little study here real quick on
shout out to those that have been banned like 6 times but still linger in here. I won't snitch on you guys, but no, I see you.
They still
is it
here.
What's the guy's name that always gets back in?
Brad
there?
Clayton.
Yeah.
He's gone. He hasn't been here in a while, I think. Brad he's got like 7 Clayton. Of those things behind bars on YouTube.
Behind bars. Oh man, that's tough. That's tough, but they, you know, they got to get the comments off, and then, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Boy, the math over here is tough. I'm trying to Trying to figure this all out.
I don't want to say this name because it's just, you know, it appeared, but this was a wild time.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Brody pull up to Topgolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro was at Topgolf.
Yeah, he was in to the freeway, too.
I mean, yeah, bro was at Topgolf. He was at, he been around.
Yeah, he was a listener. Just
yeah, bro been around.
Started a lot of fights in the chatty house.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. We just trying to make it.
That's all we trying to do. Our YouTube channel was started January 18th, 2021.
Mm. We weren't even on YouTube when we started the show.
Yeah, it's a few months. We started in August.
Yeah, it's facts.
Where were we doing the live? Where were we doing the stream? Where were we doing the stream?
We were doing the stream. You guys were on Zoom.
Yeah.
We were on Zoom just so we could see each other.
Yeah. Good call by you.
Stream started January 18th, 2021. We have 8,000 subscribers with 3,657 videos and 3.7 plus million views.
Mm.
A other YouTube channel was started in March of 2018. I believe I was a part of that as well.
Mm.
They have 12,000 subscribers.
What?
12,000 subscribers. 6,600 plus videos, so about 3,000 more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 4.9 million views.
Mm.
So 4,000 more subscribers, 3,000 more videos, and a fraction more of the views.
Well,
how many people are watching now? Oh, that's too many. How many people are watching us right now? 726. There's 148 people watching them. That's offensive. That is absolutely offensive. What are you laughing at? I'm offended by that.
How do you go about that?
I'm offended by it. There's 128 people who aren't watching us right now.
I got a bot guy.
I don't like that. I don't like that, dog.
Hey, man, you know.
I want to win those 128 people.
I do, too, but you can't please everybody. You can only stay true to yourself and do what you can do. There are people out there that don't like D'Lo and KC. That's okay.
That's all right.
That's okay. We're not for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes you might hate KC's laugh. It is what it is.
No. Has that guy called lately?
No.
Some of those people might be in the building.
Oh, well, that's tough.
Well, not anymore. I think those people are bad.
That's tough.
I don't think Gavin likes us, but other than that.
Gavin should be on cloud nine with his little Eagles
win. He should be, man. He should be. I'm sure he is.
He did a video after day one, right?
He did the Grease the Pole video, yeah.
I didn't. Oh, I got to go back and watch that.
You should have heard Kevin the next day. You have to hear Kevin. Kevin would never survive on this show. So the bit with Gavin, the Grease the Pole thing, is in Philadelphia. They climb the pole so the police, the city, will preemptively put grease all over the light poles so the dummies can't climb them.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin thought it was a rallying cry. So the next day, on Monday, after the Eagles win, you know, Gavin's, he's all, you know, happy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, you know, he didn't show up at the house for the Super Bowl party. So, you know, they were like, Kevin, did you have fun? Yes! I was greasing so many poles! Oh, Kev. No. No.
I just threw a flag on a different show.
You would throw Kevin out at like 5:45 every morning.
Kevin's probably every like morning. Dennis Rodman of this league.
Oh, he's what's the Piston? Isaiah Stewart.
Oh, yeah, Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah, Kevin is Isaiah Stewart.
Oh man.
And he doesn't, and he don't even know. And I'm like, yo, am I the only one who heard that?
And they just keep it moving.
Well, no, because there's some D'Lo and KC listeners that. They listen, because I'll see the text to 916-909-1065 and be like, hey, pause. or they'll get a flag. I love that so much.
Shout out to the wake-up call, man.
Let's get Leezy in here, man. 916-909-1320. Leezy, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, D'Lo and KC?
What's up, big dog?
Hey, I'm... I'm a big Eagles fan, but I don't know nothing about them polls now. I'm just going to say that.
All right.
Jesus. What did Lizzie, he said he takes five glizzies?
No.
That's on the board somewhere.
Yeah, it's on the Kyle Mattson side of the board.
Let's keep it on that side of the board.
I got you.
Yes, sir. Hey, guys, breaking news. I unfollowed Stephen Brown from the Chatty House. Oh, wait. I never followed him. Whoops. Right. Sorry.
I love that we just have, like, this war games between Chatty House members.
Well, it's necessary.
It's all right.
I got tired of Stephen Brown posting about wanting height surgery. You know how small he is. But
oh, my goodness.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my
goodness. Thank you,
Lizzie. Lizzie didn't have a point.
No, Lizzie just wanted to get his jokes off. Lizzie just wanted to get his jokes off. I can't wait till Stephen Brown show up in an event.
Yeah.
Just towering over everybody except John Poles.
I'm towering over Ryan.
No.
Barely.
Who else we got here? Eric, 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. E, what's up, baby? Eric. Check one, check two. Hey, yo.
Nope, he's out.
Man, that's a cold world, Eric. Cold world, man.
Well, this is just a side subject that I saw. Did you see that the Apple NBA and the Apple Vision or whatever were trying to hype up, like, oh, look what you can do now. This is how you can watch the game with the Apple Vision glasses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Looks trash. They were like, the future is here. Take me to the past.
I didn't see it.
I think that's an early, whack. Not beta testing, whatever they call it, but like whatever's before that. Like, it's still early process.
Go back to the drawing board. I've seen video games better than that.
Once they do fix it up, those kind of cool. Like, I feel like the more options, the better for watching these games, I feel.
Bro,
courtside is still the one, but like, I saw it. Like, huh.
The courtside is crushing that. I saw that thing. I said, I saw that. I said, I'm just turn the TV on, bro.
Boy, they
why?
They need to come up with a league pass for teams where you can watch courtside.
Now that's what they need. They need to do the court. Now the courtside, I'd pay for that.
I don't even want to talk about how much you could probably charge for that, too.
Yeah, I ain't going to give them no idea. Yeah,
wait a minute.
Because they used to be, oh, yeah, Twitter, how do they not charge you for this? And look what you guys did.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like? That video that's circulating on the internet?
Yeah, this is early stages right now. Like a little chessboard
or something, like a game board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is terrible.
Talk about the future is here.
I'll put this on the screen. This is awful.
Let me just turn the TV on, bro. I'll watch the game on TV.
Hey, doesn't it feel like Apple Vision kind of like died?
Yeah. Apple Vision or just the Oculus stuff?
No, this Apple Vision.
No, that's,
Apple Vision?
Says that's the NBA app on Apple Vision.
Bro, they brought this up like, oh, look what we got. We cooking.
Now, I might be getting chatty housed. Hold on. Let me add
it. Are you not?
Yeah,
it's literally like the little video game guys or whatever on the.
Oh man, I'm not good with that.
Somebody talking about the future is here. All right, man. Look, the premise. Cool.
This is it. This is a shoot.
Yeah, no, that's it. Nice little overlay.
Cool.
Now, all right. I get to watch.
I don't know why. What was that for?
Look at this.
Oh, okay.
First of all, that score getting crazier and crazier. We'll talk about that. That score was crazy.
You're not even. Yeah. Why can't it be the real people?
That's what I asked.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're still building on this. Like, it's still early development and stuff like that.
I feel
like. If it's the real people, then we can start cooking a little bit.
Yeah.
But as is, back to the drawing
board. Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this. Jesse, this is an L. You doing this? This is a $3,500 device.
I'm not grabbing this right now.
That's
but I see the vision. I see the
device.
Vision. You gotta fix it up. You gotta fix it up. The more options, the better, though.
Bro, just let me turn on the Roku TV.
I swear, I ain't heard nothing about Apple Vision in an eternity.
Let me just turn on YouTube TV, bro.
I'm still staying away from the Oculuses, though, just because Wall-E scares me and all that stuff, but...
Well...
Wait, what scares you?
That movie
I thought
Wall-E,
you already have one.
No! I'm not a baller like you guys.
I don't have one.
Yeah, you took yours back.
I did.
That's really baller. Where it was just like,
yeah, hey, Bill, this didn't really work. Here, cool. I barely even used it.
I ain't even tripping.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They gave me my money back. What are you talking about? You act like I just dropped it off somewhere.
No, I just turned it in store credit. Give me the ADS TV.
Do you know how returns work?
Even if I'm not feeling it, I'm like, damn, I paid for it. I don't really got it like that. I got to get the use out of it.
Hey,
you clearly have never returned. This
Dame
is
returned
stupid.
It, and he put a down payment on a pool after.
You two are idiots.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
This is how you guys get unfollowed is because of this stuff right here. Bunch of children. Man. Get this stupid-ass screen
Oculus,
out of here.
Meta is laughing at... laughing at them for that.
Okay, I thought this was Meta too, but since it's different,
this is Apple Vision. Okay, this is for glasses that cost $3,500.
Don't they burn up your skull or something?
Rumors are they'll burn your eyelids out.
Remember when they first came out and they have footage of like people walking across the street with those things? Mm-hmm. It looked crazy. Now, if they could work.
And the idea
NBA,
is you're not locked out of, like, because with the Oculus, you're gone.
Yeah, you're
you are absolutely gone. But with the Apple Vision, I guess you can see.
Yeah, you can still see what's going on. You see what's up. Now, if they can get locked in with the NBA and work on that court side, now we're cooking.
Now I want to see. Let's see. Court side. I want to see is there any way? I don't even know that this is possible.
I have you YouTube. I'm sure somebody
can
you can record what you're watching in the Oculus.
Yeah, you could probably pull it up.
You can screen.
Okay. Okay. Now that's the same stupid ass. The future's here with Apple Vision.
See what I'm saying?
It almost makes too much sense for them to do that, but I'm afraid how much they charge for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if this is
saving up if they do.
So I'm just clicking on videos. I don't know. Is this a shoot?
Now we're cooking. Now we're cooking.
Now this looks kind of crazy.
Now we're cooking.
This is crazy. Okay.
That's the Oculus. That's your hands. You sitting courtside. You saying what's up? That is.
That's
fire.
Cold. That's cold. So this is what it's like to experience a game as Kenny Caraway.
Yes. Well, exactly. Right yes. Here,
yeah,
I was thinking actually too. Real quick.
How do we
wouldn't
even get there?
Because
I don't even sit there, bro.
Wouldn't it be cheaper for you just to go sit courtside rather than pay for the subscription to like watch courtside?
Bro, this is
there?
The only way I can watch courtside is on the Oculus.
That's not true.
Well, yeah, you can't go to every game. Like, you can't sit courtside at the Cavs-Celtics game. Like, we understand that. But, yeah, look at...
it's fire. They got a baseline view, too.
Well, you could pick which one of Kenny's seats you're in. It's big time. You can have the Kenny seats, the Linea seats.
I want to be able to talk to people courtside, too. Like, if Rick Ross is sitting next to me at the Celtics game, like, what's up, Rick, with my little goggles?
So, I think I told you guys about this before. When you're there, you go into, like, a room. And in the metaverse, say there's five people there. Like I told you about, we could all be watching the game. Like, yo, put the Oculus on this game. And we could talk. We could have the group chat live right there as we watch the game. So, but there's also random people there. And one time I was on the Oculus under my wife's profile, right? So she looks like a girl or whatever, and just whatever. And I'm sitting there and some guy comes up and tries to talk to her. Like, hey, what you watching? First of all, I was like, in my head, I was like, bro, stop hitting on me.
Beat it, creep.
And then second of all, then I answered. I was like, I'm watching the game. In Jasmine's profile, and they was there. Yeah, they wouldn't fill it out.
Could you imagine trying to talk to someone like virtual reality like that way? Like, let me go talk to this person right here.
It goes up. It goes up.
That's insane.
They got the club in there. They got a record studio or a recording studio. Excuse me.
I got a real question. Okay, what can you do in the metaverse? Like, let's just say you meet somebody. What can you do in the metaverse?
Well, no, those are real things.
You can smash?
Well, those are, no, look, somebody got, like, charged.
What do you mean?
Charged
with what?
Assault. Like, sexual assault. Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Stop it.
I think if you Google it, I think it's there.
What? Okay, what do I Google? Sexual...
Metaverse
assault.
Metaverse sexual assault.
In the meta.
We'll look this up during the break. Yeah, we'll be back.
Boy.
Hey, this is what happens when it's a slow day, huh?
This one. So this is real.
Yeah, I'm about to say, are we paying that off or not?
No, this is a shoot. I don't want to. This is a
trip.
This is real. Like, it's not a case. It's a thing.
When I heard about that, I was the same way though. I still like I didn't even read the article, so I don't even know how that goes down.
Yeah, I'm not.
It happened.
I'm not comfortable reading this language on our show, but man, it's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's a full on thing that like you can attempt to prosecute, but like most of these like. Pieces are these studies are how difficult it is.
Yeah, this is a crazy situation. So it's terrible that even goes on because that is it's a cool thing to do, like be in there, watch the games or watch a concert or something like that.
Women like, not being safe in a fake reality
is
incredible.
Crazy.
Absolutely,
that's crazy,
incredible.
Man. And it should be a case where it's like, oh, this is cool. Like, get to watch the game, get to watch a concert, or. Like I said, they had like a recording studio in there. You know what I mean? Like, it should be fun. Like, it should be a fun place. But now you got to deal with real life and a fake world, too.
What you think about the Angel Reese burger?
I like the video or the commercial.
Or is it the Angel Reese special?
She has Breonna Stewart in there. She got Lotto in there. Obviously, she's in there. Shout out Angel. Did you see Unrivaled? I didn't know they were doing this, but man, if these dudes in the NBA wasn't so sensitive, this what should be going on this weekend. They're having a one-on-one tournament.
Oh yeah, oh sweetie,
Breonna Stewart lost 12. Oh. They said that's exactly why the NBA won't do that.
Yeah, what, she lost 12-0 or something.
Yeah,
I think it was my girl. What's from the Sparks, the rookie.
Cameron Brink?
No,
or
Jackson.
The new one? Oh,
I've always forget how to say her name, but Jackson versus Nafisha Collier yesterday. Nafisha won, moved on. I guess maybe they're having one game a weekend or two games. But, man, like I said, these dudes in the NBA wasn't so scary.
They would never.
That's what needs to be happening this weekend. One-on-one tournament.
I don't even know what's going on this weekend other than Kevin Hart is emceeing it. We've got 47 emails in our work inbox from the – and shout-out to the NBA people and the Warriors people. They're working hard for this weekend. We have gotten so many media notifications about what is going on in San Francisco. Talk about paying off a tease. Trista. We've been trying to figure out – Trista is flying into California today. Mm-hmm. She's going to be at All-Star Weekend. We originally thought she was going to come down and spend Friday with us. Turns out she's going to come down Thursday.
Okay.
She rented a car. She's going to drive down
Thursday
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, she'll be. So the hope is she'll be here with us to do the show with us tomorrow.
That's what's up.
Hang out, you know, through KSFM. We book on the air. Head over to McCooney and watch the end of Kings Pelicans tomorrow.
Yeah,
Kings Pelicans tomorrow, and Trista will spend a little time with
before
going back to. I don't know if her personal videographer is coming with her. That'd be great because I'd love some content.
Yeah, like everywhere she goes.
Yeah,
everywhere
she posted a video. I thought she screen grabbed something from the show yesterday, and we pull up IG, and it's she's being filmed on our show. She's got like her own personal Leezy that follows her everywhere. We can't afford Leezy to be with us everywhere we are.
Me and the homies, we thought about hiring a personal photographer when we would do like our trips. We were like, we just the homies. We were like, you know what would be dope? I need to hire somebody to film us like 24/7 the whole trip. And it never came to fruition because it's like, yeah, it just never came to fruition. But that was the thought. Trista's actually living that out in real life.
She is. I want Leezy with us everywhere. Leezy's videos always cook. Mm-hmm. Leezy takes great pictures.
He does.
Leezy takes absolutely fantastic pictures.
Shout out to my man Leezy. Him and Stephen Brown. They need to play one-on-one on the court. I think
is Stephen Brown in here today?
I think Leezy.
Are we just
might
talking
be
crazy
tall.
About Stephen and he ain't here?
Leezy might be like mouse in the house.
Come on, man.
NBA fan free agent, Leezy.
Oh, yeah.
We need to find Leezy a new team.
He's not following the bylaws.
Yeah.
He need to stay with them.
Leezy can do whatever he wants.
He need to stay with them.
You got to stop saying that.
What would you rather?
No, you got to stop saying that.
What would you rather him do? What would you rather him do? Become a Warriors fan?
Stay a Heat
fan. No, stay the Heat.
Yeah. He's a Jimmy fan.
There's no team. No.
We stopped that at 10 years old.
That's cap. I'm a Russell Westbrook fan.
Well, no, you don't rep the teams that he's on. Leezy was repping the Heat.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Like if it was Russ versus the Kings, you're going with the Kings, right?
You just want to see Russ play well. Leezy was like, Heat Nation, let's go.
Yeah, he was.
Beat the Kings up.
Well,
this dude, man. Leezy, man, I'm going to send you the bylaws, bro. You're locked into that contract.
Yeah, where can one
I'm UNG. You're locked in. You're locked into this deal for life.
Well,
you like that's Carl Crawford?
Carl Crawford was insane. Shady record.
Yeah. Insane that Tampa Bay Rays left fielder is just the most shady music exec of all time.
I thought, confirmed this morning, discussed in depthly on 102.5 leading in. Mm. Anyone catch he didn't say certified lover boy, certified pedophile at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he let them say it.
No, he didn't. There was a sound effect. There was it was like certified lover boy, certified, and it was like, wow, it was something. It was some sort of sound effect. But he didn't say the word pedophile on the
No, he didn't say it, but like I meant like he let like the fans and stuff.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to move it.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought that word should have been in it. I think we edited it out. I could be wrong. I remember our first thing, like I remember when we were like, oh, I don't think we're gonna play that song. That's a bit much. And we flip over to 102.5. It's the first song we played. And I remember telling Complex, I don't like that. Yeah. Like, that's a strong word to have, like, at 4:30 on the radio. Like, I don't like that look. We hear the song so often and we know the words. I don't know if we edited it out or not, but I remember I wanted to. I didn't want that word.
No, I think it's edited out because I remember I heard some, not on our airways, somebody was mixing or I was listening to something and they said the word and I hadn't heard it in I don't know how long. That's why it stood out, so. Yeah. But yeah, Leezy, do better.
No, Leezy, you're fine.
Nope. You gotta stop, man.
It's fine. Let him live.
That's part of the issues with fans now. It's a whole generational thing. Me and Kenny, I guess, are gonna be the ones to stop it.
That's right. One Leezy at a time.
There used to be honor in this game.
Really? When?
Back in the day, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Wallace, go be happy. Go find a new team and be happy. Yeah, get out of here.
Leezy, put your happiness above anything else. But if you be if you're a Warriors fan, you're fired.
Oh, yeah, he's really done. Blocked.
Yeah, you going to come to swipe in on Friday. That card ain't going to work.
Leezy said, I unfollowed the Heat.
Why, Leezy? I ain't care to see it no more.
Toxic 916.
Me and the Heat was never that close anyways.
Toxic 916 has a perfect right here. Suffering builds character, all right? As far as following your sports
man,
team.
Y'all
you need
are
that.
Stupid.
You need
that's
that.
True.
Hey, that's ridiculous,
that's
Toxic.
That's true. Don't take the easy way out.
Exactly. No, because you switch another team, you're never going to love that new team if they win a title. It's going to be different. Yeah, like, you're not going to, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, y'all just rather sit
that show,
around. No,
that,
be
show, that shows loyalty
yeah,
right there.
Because when, sit it, around
and
be when
miserable.
It changes, like, don't,
think about
don't
all
come
that.
Away.
Think about Drew Down. Drew Down's just sitting around miserable waiting for the Cowboys to win. That man ain't never going to see the Cowboys
and you know
win.
He was sitting around miserable. Drew Down was getting free tickets to the Warriors games at the local Oakland Library back then. That's they got nice. Championships now.
Yeah.
That's see, that's a story
you
right
got
there.
A story
that's
to tell. But a random coming here trying to pop champagne with us when the Kings make the playoffs. Bro, what?
Yeah, I was
you
a
wasn't Portland. With us shooting in the gym?
I was a Trailblazers fan last year. No, you can't do that. No.
Leezy, go back to Pat Riley.
It's Pat Riley, too. They'll figure it out.
Shout out my boy, Pat Riley. That's my boy.
Boy, did they say Pat Riley cried?
Yeah,
they just out here saying, man, everybody needs to stop. All of this stuff needs to stop. We can't report everything.
They said he cried, and Jimmy kind of looked at him like, yep, like this reaffirmed, I need to leave.
Do you think that happened?
Yeah.
You do?
Dan Le Batard talked about how it was messed up that they put that out there. So, yeah, I think it did happen.
Le Batard connected.
Man, Pat Riley going to quit. He's like, oh, Pat Riley going to leave at the end. I'm sick of you idiots. I'm out. Riley's going to walk away from this.
How much would
hang out with Coach K?
How much would you pay Pat Riley to come be president of ops here in
Sacramento? What's he want?
Blank check. Blank check.
Kenny Caraway money.
Yeah, blank check.
Kenny Caraway money. Yeah, absolutely.
You think there's a number that Vivek could give Pat Riley to come take over the Kings?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't think there is.
Well, no, there I think be, he would.
Because now he's broke after not getting that three-peat money.
No. Well, no, they didn't have to win, did they?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
didn't they have to? Oh, because they were going to make the shirts and all of that stuff.
Yeah, he struggled. He had already spent that three-peat money. It's like, damn. Oh, no, I got to figure this out. I had already spent that money.
I wonder how much money Pat Riley makes. Like, Pat Riley been, like, at the top of his game since the early 80s. Like, he's been at the top of his profession, regardless of what profession it is, for 4 decades now.
Yeah. You know what I kind of slept on? I think everybody slept on, and I wish we would get it. We probably won't ever get it. But Pat Riley, the analyst, that wasn't that one, was it even the whole year, or was it just that King or Bulls Lakers
good question
finals good I'd question. Love to hear Pat talk about basketball.
I feel like it was just the
well
finals.
It was also the beginning of the Lakers dynasty. We didn't hear that. That's how he started.
Oh well, yeah,
but I want to go back and watch one of them games to hear what he got to say, because I bet Pat was good on the mic. He'd say it like he does. Now, this is, all right, hold on. This is AI generated, take it for what it's worth.
Oh, all right. It
says Pat Riley makes more than $11 million each year in the NBA.
I believe that.
Has a net worth of $80
million. I might push back on the 80. I feel like he'd be higher, but... 11.
This actually isn't AI. It's from my article.
So he's making 11 right now?
$11 million.
That works for me. I mean, what's the highest coach make? Oof. What Monty makes, what?
Was it like 12?
15?
Yeah, it was.
It was something crazy.
Might have been 13.
Okay. Yeah, that checks out. That checks out.
From Vivek, Pat, I got 3 years, $60 million for you right here.
About to say, I see this. I was about to say, I give him $20
million. What would you give Bob?
I'll give Bob 15.
I'm sorry, Jeff. It's my bad. What would you give your boy?
Oh, yeah. Your boy, Bob.
He is kind of my boy. I ain't going to front.
Bob was real.
I wouldn't give him $20 million. He ain't Pat Riley. He's not Pat Riley.
Why
not?
You give him 15?
Because he's not Pat Riley. Wait a minute. Why not?
He's not Pat Riley.
He's a champion.
That's fine.
He's a three-time champion.
There's a bunch of champions out there that I wouldn't give $20 million to. He ain't Pat Riley. I'd give him.
He knew to get out.
that's good decision making. So let's just say Pat is making, say you would, he's making 11, you would give him 20. I'd give Bob 12 to 15.
Really? Yeah, okay.
And that's, I'm just reading the market.
I'll be on 15. I don't know that that's the market. I don't know what guys at that position make. I don't think they make what Pat makes.
That's what I'm
saying. Maybe RC well, Buford what does.
Like,
maybe.
And the way I'm saying that is, no, they don't make $20 million, but I got to get Pat here. So yeah. I got to give him 20.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.